in the lobby, B.
Holla!
Wiz.
We the boys.
Yo, what up, It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man. And right now you're checking out
K100 Radio.
You feel me?
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
K100, you bad.
What up, though? K100 Radio, what up? What up? Hold on, get that back. Let me get my background music back up real quick. Hold on, let me get my background music. There it is. All right, there it is. Turn down a little bit. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blitzen. This is Illa Kill. This is our live music review show. This is where we give independent artists a free shot to get it added to our rotation. All they got to do is basically, I don't know why my levels are so low over there on the broadcast, though. Hold on, y'all. Let me figure out why my levels are so low on the broadcast. Hold on a second. Let me turn that off. Mic check. Mic check, 1, 2. All right, that should be good right there on the levels on the broadcast. Might be a little bit too loud. Hold on a second. Let me turn it down a little bit. Try to make sure it's good over there. If y'all can hear me live on the broadcast over there, let me know what's good. I should change things around a little bit, so I forgot to check that. But anyway, K1's Radio. I'm your host, Blitzen. This is Illa Kill. This is our live music review show. This is where we give independent artists a free shot to get it added to our rotation. All you got to do is pass the ear test. Basically, we play music that was sent to us by independent artists. They submitted it by going to our website, reading the instructions, sending us the music. You know what I'm saying? Then I play it over here. I get the people that are watching on Instagram, people that are watching on Facebook, people that are watching on our YouTube channel also as well. And I take the feedback, and I basically decide right here on the spot whether or not we're going to add them to our rotation. So that's pretty much how it works. All right? I'm just trying to see and make sure everything is loud and clear. If you guys can hear me loud and clear over there on the live stream, you guys let me know. I'm concerned with the broadcast. It looks like the levels are really low, but I'll try to fix that in a second. Anyway, back to the show. All right, so I play the music. You guys over there watch it on the live streams, watch it on this camera right here. I play the music, and you guys let me know what's good. You type the word ill if you like the record, chill if you don't. All right, it's very simple. Ill if you like the record, chill if you don't. All right. The artist that we play, the music that we play, is not like pre-selected. Like basically, they find out about our segment, Illa Kill or whatever. They send us an email, then we send them an email back, basically saying, hey, you know, your song is coming up on Illa Kill, and then they jump on our switchboard over here. You feel what I'm saying? And then everything should be good to go. All right. Somebody said I'm freezing on Instagram. Hold on a second. All right, hold on. I don't know what's going on. It looks pretty good over here on the what's the name? On the, it looks good on the stream. Hold on a second. Let me stop it and start it. Hold on a second. Let me stop it and start it on Instagram real quick. They're saying it's like stopping and starting. It's freezing. Hold on a second. It says it keeps stopping and starting. Let me stop it real quick. Let me try and go back to it. You know what I'm saying? Hold on a second. All right. Let's see what's good on the IG. All right. Let's see if this helps us. I'm just restarting on the IG. Hold on a second, y'all. Looks like YouTube and everything is all good, though. You feel me? I don't know really what could be the problem with it. Let's see. All right, I'm starting it again. If it's a problem, then you guys would probably have to go over to YouTube. Anyway, let's get into it, fam. All right, let's go.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
All right.
K100, you bad one.
So we got a couple of the artists that checked in already. We got Prejean. He's on deck. first song. The name of that joint is called All I Need. All You Need, I'm sorry. We got G. Yancey also on this, on the check-in over there, too. Remember, if you're an artist and you got the email to check in, make sure you check in. All right, make sure you check in and make sure that you make sure to make sure the levels are good over there on the broadcast, because I want to make sure that they can hear me clear on the broadcast, too, as well. Make sure that you check in with JC Rocker, and we'll be good to go. All right, so Prejean is going to be the first one up. I'm going to go ahead and start real quick. All right, name of his first joint is going to be called All You Need. All right, let me see. All right, if you guys on IG, it looks like it's back up. So if it's on the IG, let me know if the IG is crisp and clean and make sure the IG is going smoothly. If you're on Instagram, let me know if I'm freezing up or whatever. I restarted the broadcast over on Instagram just to make sure, because I want to make sure that everybody can hear the music, you know what I'm saying, you know, the right way. All right, so if you guys can hear me over there on the IG and if it's not freezing or nothing like that, just let me know. All right, if it is freezing, then hop over to the YouTube channel, because the YouTube and the Facebook look like they're good to go. I don't see any problems with those, so those are good. Maybe something going on with IG tonight. I don't know. But anyway, let's get into it. The first song of the night, this is Prejean, all right? This artist has been on K100 Radio before. Now, I know that I think the last time he was on K100 Radio, he did get the ill. I know he sent music in to us before. But we got a new record from by him tonight. The name of this record is called All You Need. So, again, the way this works is I play the songs. You guys type in the comments, ill or kill. All right? Ill or kill. Let me see. Who is that? Oh, Terrell Garth said the Midwest mixtape sucks. No, he's kidding, though. He's over there watching on Facebook. All right, but basically, I play these songs, man, and you guys just give us your honest opinion. All I'm asking for you to do is give honest feedback. Like, we don't want this to be a space where it's all about, oh, if you don't like something, you a hater, or, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, we also alternatively don't want you to be like, oh, well, you know, at least they trying to work and they grinding. Like, I'm a ill it anyway because they're putting in the work. Like, no. We want you to listen to the record and then tell us whether or not you think it's ill. An ill record is when it comes on, you want to hear it again. It doesn't matter if you hear it for the first time on K100, FM, the club. I don't care where's the first time you heard this record. You see what I'm saying? The point is, when you hear it, you find yourself bobbing your head like, yo, yeah, that's what's up. Like, you just feel like that's a dope record. Like, you know an ill record when you hear it. When it comes on, you kind of be like this right here. You're like, yo, who is it? You want to know who it is? You trying to check for them. You know what I'm saying? You turning it up. Like, yo, what's this? I never heard it. I like it. Like, you know what an ill record is. Like, don't play games. But alternatively, if you're not feeling it, if you feel like it's not what's up, it's okay to say kill. You don't like it. All right? But please leave all your comments, because the artists tend to go over to the comments and look and read and see what people are saying. And you know what I mean? Hey. This is the open forum, so if you ain't fucking with it, you're not. It's okay. But I'm not going to call you a hater. I don't let people come on the comments being like, oh, y'all just hate me. I'm just going to start. I'm just going to say, you're not welcome back. All right? If you don't like a song, you don't like a song. That's a lot of shit I don't like as a hit record. All right? It's okay. Just because you get killed on ill or kill doesn't mean stop rapping or stop singing or whatever. It's just what the people that are happening to be watching tonight feel about your song. And that can help the independent artists, because a lot of times artists don't get honest feedback because they're so good and they just covered by yes men and everybody who's down with them. Like, that's their cousin or their baby daddy or whatever. And it's like, yo, they support them. They love them. So they just blinded by that loyalty, that outside the music loyalty. But we're here to give them straight up real feedback about what random people they don't know think about the song. All right? So let's go ahead and get into it. You dig? Prejean is up first. The name of this first record is called All You Need. All right? All You Need. His name is Prejean. You guys let me know what you think, all right? This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
You know, I've been thinking, right?
Oh, yeah? About what?
You don't need nobody else.
What does that mean?
Guess what I'm trying to say is...
Just say it.
I'm all you need.
I'm all you need.
I'm all you need.
We can take it. Cruise along the coast on a sunny day. No matter where we go, ain't no better place than here with me.
I need you here with me. Cause you two are coming back the same.
Oh, I think it's just a moment for you to understand.
Girl, ain't nobody no better man. I'm all you need.
But check this out.
She was thinking about how long is it gonna last for me. She knows she a masterpiece. She
ain't not just trying to waste her time. Just remember, girl, I'm a one-on-one. I pray for the light that he believes. Remember, girl, that we gon' be just fine. You can pick the alley, we can play when we wanna. You got to take my life when he made you my woman. You're one of a kind. And now we both subject to elevation. I needed me a queen of thought a generation. We got to make a movie on vacation.
I'm talking life to my action. Maybe we can make it happen.
We can take a trip just to get away. Cruise along the coast on a sunny day. No matter where we go, ain't no better place than here with me.
I need you here with me, cause your toes gon' reach out the same.
I'll take you to the moon for you to understand.
Girl, ain't nobody, ain't no better man, I'm all you need.
Tell him how you went from curving, that's all in me. Hitting my line, oh, that's why she was calling me. Baby girl, I see the signs on the astrology. Plus I'm loving how we flex when we on the scene. But next when we wanna see. There's no surprise that she clicked with me so naturally. And I thank God that he gave me a natural wish. I see the blessings in her eyes when she laughs at me.
Just remember, girl, I'm a one-on-one. I pray for love like they believe. Remember, girl,
that we gon' be just fine. And now we both subject to elevation. I needed me a queen of thought a generation. We got to make a more that you need. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm more that you need. There ain't no man that's better than me. This is another baby.
Free shot.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
All right.
K100, you bad one.
All right, let's get to it. So what do you guys think about Prejean? Let me know what you think about that record. Like I said, K100 Radio, I'm your host, Blizzard. This is Illa Kill. This is our live music review show. This is where we give independent artists a free shot and get it added to our rotation over here on K100 Radio. Basically, all they got to do is pass the ear test of what you guys feel about the record on the live stream. So I'm going to go ahead and after that, you know, if you follow me, too, if you've never been on the show, this is your first time. When I play a record, you type the word ill if you think that's a great record. If you like that record, you want to hear it again. You know what I'm saying? You're like, yo, who is that? You're trying to figure out, like, what's good with them. Like, yo, say ill, that means you like it. Kill means nah. You're not rocking with it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't feeling the record for whatever, whatnot, what have you, whatever reason. You feel what I'm saying? So let's go over here and jump and see what's going on the live stream on Instagram. All right, we got a couple people on Instagram chiming in already. All right, let's see. Let me see. Chuck Tweezy, he says ill already for that joint. I think he was the first one to leave some feedback on that. Let's see. I like the networking that's going on Instagram. If you're trying to network, if you're a producer or something, I don't mind you dropping the information. I'm a producer. I'm an engineer. I master whatever. Artists, get at me. That's cool. Just make sure you leave your feedback and leave your feedback on the record. That's all I ask. If you're over here enjoying the show and networking in any of the live streams, please, by all means, do that. But please make sure you vote. All right. Miss Jackson says ill for that record. That's another ill. All right. Queen Illusion says ill also as well. Ken863 also says ill. We only are counting on the IG. We'll go to Facebook and Instagram after this. G. Yancey says also ill for that record also as well. Let me see. Ty Miss English, I think that's what it says. Says ill for that record also as well. All right. Just like Miss Jackson said over there on Instagram, if you're an artist and you are watching the show, please hang around and give other artists feedback. All right. Let's go over here real quick and jump over here to the Facebook and the YouTube streams. All right. Let's see. Over on YouTube, Innovator 7 is giving this joint an ill. What up, homie? G-Nice checking in on the YouTube channel. He also says ill. All right. Over on Facebook, Amsu, what's going on, homie? He says ill. DJ Raver says ill, says he wants that service pack. DJ Raver, he's like, yo, he's a DJ. He wants you to send him that music free, John. So far, he hasn't gotten a kill yet. All right. That's on the over on YouTube, DJ Raver is. Back over on Facebook, Philip Shaw says ill. All right. Key Cole also says ill. All right. Michelle Bryant also says ill. All right. I'm going to put the screen over there so some of you guys can see what's going on the Instagram. You can see how many people are, you know, giving the feedback over on the YouTube and the Facebook. Terrell Garth, what's going on, homie? Thank you for tuning in, by the way. He says ill also for that record. All right. Vanessa Campuzano says ill over on Facebook. Josh Jones says ill on Facebook as well. That's literally 16-0. Did I miss anybody on Instagram or anything like that? So basically, everybody that's watching this live stream, again, we don't have like hundreds of people watching our live stream or anything like that. We always have a lot of people listening to our broadcast, but we don't have hundreds of people watching on, you know, Instagram and whatever, because like, yo, all we do is play the indie, like straight pure indie music. So, you know, we in the gutter with it. We don't need 100 people to tell us whether or not a record is dope. If everybody watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram combined all say ill, nobody's giving that record a kill, I'm pretty sure it's dope. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure it's dope. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah. All right. Let's go up here. So when the artist gets the ill vote, what we do is we have them on our switchboard. When they're checking in, we bring them on the air live. You feel what I'm saying? So let's bring Prejean on the air. Hey, yo, Prejean, what's good, fam?
Yo, yo, what's happening?
What's going on, man? All right, so you got that ill, and it was a 16-0. No kills.
Man,
no,
I
kills,
appreciate
dog.
The love and the opportunity.
Yo, man. And now, did you get all, I don't think you got all ills. Have you ever got all ills? I know you've been on the show, but you never got all ills, have you? Did you?
I can't remember. I've been on the show before. My last one was a kill, so I'm like, man, let me get back in the lab and come back with some heat. So it's a blessing to definitely, you know, get all ills this time. Definitely
so you went
from
a kill. Hold on.
Never stop.
I thought you had an ill the last time, fam. For real, you had a kill?
No, I had
last?
An ill before on my record, Takeoff.
Okay.
But then I had came had back one. And threw one at you. I think it was Summer, one of my older songs. I was just like, let me try this one out. It's an old song. And
right.
It got a kill. So, yeah, I'm like two and one now with y'all.
Okay, bet. I was like, now I know I had you in rotation. That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, now I know I had him in rotation. So but you said another one and got a kill. Came back with this is a new record, right? All You Need is a new record. This is a new drop.
Yeah, All You Need is my new single, yep. And shout out to Two Minds Alike on the production.
All right, well, listen, here's what I'm saying. Of course, you know the drill. When you get the ill, we give you the platform. Like, go ahead and give out your shout out, give out your social media, anything you want the people to know how they can find this record. Because, you know, 16 and 0, the people that are watching, you feel what I'm saying? Hey, yo, you know what I'm saying? If y'all like it, all we want, support the artist. You feel me? But go ahead and give out your social media, give out your shout out, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, much love. First, want to shout out K100 Radio for the opportunity. Always putting on for independent artists. It really means more than y'all know. So shout out to y'all. Also, if you want to follow me on Prejean Singh. Everywhere, that's Prejon Singh. That's the same thing for our website, too, www.prejonsings.com. So I appreciate everybody tuning in, man. It's a blessing for real.
Absolutely. Shout out to the homie on Facebook, Terrell Garth. He says, you know, with the budget, you know, you can do numbers. And there's a lot of records, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to William. I think it says Ike, I think is what it says. You feel me? Brush of the Flushes is also over here checking in. What's up on Facebook? What's going on, fam? Dean Manuscript, man. What's yo? All my other people with platforms are checking in tonight, man. Shout out to all my people with platforms checking in. For real.
Hey, I'm gonna definitely be tuning in with them too.
Yeah, check in with them, man. And you know, a lot I see some of them over on the Facebook page. They may be, I can't tell because the way I got it set up, I can't tell if they're on my personal Facebook page or the K100 Facebook page, but I can see the comments coming from Facebook the way I got it set up. So, you know, shout out to all the people that's watching over on Facebook. But, yeah, man, and, of course, DJ Raver with Nerve DJs, he's watching on YouTube, and he said send him the service pack. So, listen, his name is DJ Raver, R-A-V-E-R. You can R-A-V-E-R, I think, X. Something like this. Just type in DJ Raver. You can find him. You feel what I'm saying? And so just make sure you get with the people that are showing you some love, man. Jump over there on our Facebook channel or whatever and try and get with them. Because some of these people have platforms and you can get more expanded airplay. Mm-hmm. More access to the conversation. But now you can maybe possibly get, you know what I'm saying, spins in the club or, on somebody's whatever. I don't know.
Man, that'll be whatever. Dope. That'll definitely be dope.
You know how this works,
networking,
man.
I appreciate the platform.
Yeah. So one more time. Give out your social media one more time, please, John.
Again, it's Prejean Singh, which is Prejon Singh from my website, man. Make sure y'all tune in. Hit the DM as well if you like the song. I can definitely get the track over to you. And make sure y'all keep tuning in weekly to K100 Radio, man. Much love.
Absolutely, man. Welcome back into the rotation, bro. I know it's been a minute, but welcome back. You got a banger. By the way, I like the record. I didn't get my own. I like the record. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, 16-0, do I really have to say it out loud? You know how it is. K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio,
right.
Hip-hop and R&B.
Listen, lately I've been sending out the emails or whatever, but a lot of the artists haven't been, I don't know, they just kind of falling off, or they've been tuning in and coming up to the live stream late, whatnot, what have you, whatever. But we got another artist, G Yancey, on deck as well. Now, we sent out a couple of more emails, so I don't know if they're running late or whatever. Also, around about 8:30, we got somebody that want to holler at y'all, if you in the Atlanta area. It's a pretty dope event that's going to be coming up here in Atlanta this weekend. We're going to let that person jump on the phone lines if they get on here in time and let you know about that dope event for producers that's going down over here in Atlanta. I'm going to let him tell you all about that around about 10 more minutes if we can get him on the live stream. But G. Yancey is on deck, all right, and he's got a record that we're getting ready to review. This one is called How You Been. Go ahead and pull that one up, fam. G. Yancey. All right, you got it. Okay, so... again, same deal, man. You guys let the artist know what you think about the record. Is it ill or is it kill? Also, I would just say that, like, the main thing, I know people say this all the time, fam, but, like, all we want you to do as far as the platform is we're just trying to introduce you to the music. This is a way that independent artists can get added to our rotation. If you don't know about K100 Radio, we've been around for about a decade. We're a live stream platform. We're an internet radio station. This is not just like a live stream or a podcast. Or boom, no. We actually have a lot of people that's been listening to us. We've been building up our listener base for about a decade now. So as far as internet radio stations go, when you talk about numbers, I put ours up with anybody. No matter what you see on this live stream, we're talking about listening to our broadcast on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? Listening to our broadcast and really just tuning in. That's a whole other discussion. You know what I'm saying? Because we've been doing this for a long time, so we've been able to amass thousands and thousands and thousands of people who pop open our app, right? From here, overseas, a lot of places. With that being said, when it comes to the independent artists, we don't charge them for Illichill. Illichill is free. You know what I mean? We wanted to keep it free because we don't want people to feel like because they paid us the money, you, me, or anybody owes them some sort of positive feedback, right? So Illichill is free. They don't pay money to be on Illichill. They just have to follow our protocol. So they don't pay anything. You know what I'm saying? Time is money. So, the people that are watching the live stream, we appreciate you because time is money. You could be doing anything else. But all we ask is if you do hear something dope, reach out to them. Even if you're not a DJ or something, sign them on social media. Artists love new likes. They love shares. They love subscribing to their YouTube channel, likes on their Facebook page, follows on Twitter. You ain't got to engage all with them. Like, you know what I'm saying? We ain't asking you to be a goofy up top, if they blow up, all of a sudden. If they blow up, y'all going to be like, nigga, I remember when I first saw you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, we know how it works. But all we saying is if you hear something dope, you never know. The Drake, the Beyonce, all these people were independent artists first, fam. Every fucking rapper, artist, singer, I'm the fuck. Who you love? They wasn't indie first. Period. Unless you're talking about King Combs. You know what I'm saying? His daddy was Puffy. No, he was never. He doesn't know the struggle. But for the most part, 99% of the independent artists that come out were indies, where nobody, before the internet even existed, they had a struggle. It was even tougher because we couldn't even do shit like this and get free feedback from people all over the fucking world on the internet just by watching your goddamn phone. This shit is all really technically new. It's only been about 10 years old. This whole technology is like a decade old. Now, all the music that came out back in the 90s and early parts of 2000 with no live stream, ill or chill, review type shit, this, this technology didn't even exist until the late 2010. All right? So, with that being said, all we ask you guys to do is fuck, give them a like. Give them a subscribe. It's just, if they want you to buy tickets and buy t-shirts and shit shows, that happens after you connect with them, follow them, and then they hit you up on their feed selling tickets and selling merch and all that. That's not our job. We just want to, hey, it's a dope song. Tune in to K1's radio. You're going to hear it in our rotation if you listen. And, you know, fuck with us the long way if you really like the music. That's all we ask them, fam. That's why we don't charge music, and that's why we just do this shit the way we're doing it. We've been doing it this way for a decade. And frankly, I don't care how anybody else does it. This is how we do it. All right? Let's get into the next song.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
All right. G Yancey's on deck. Name this record called How You Been. So again, when I play the record, it's ill, it's black, it's kill, it's dunk. Let's go, fam.
K100, you bad one.
G Yancey on deck.
Please leave your message for me.
I see that you're doing, bro. Love that you just called me. Call me back.
Girl, I hope you don't
get
no friends. Got me feeling right back how you been. Radio. I'm your host, Glitch, and this is Ill or Kill. This is our live music review show. This is where we give independent artists a free shot to get an added to our rotation. All right? That was G Ant. All right? You know what I'm saying? Hold on a second. The name of the record called How You Been. All right, so this way to get into the feedback on this one, man. Shout out to Midwest Mixtapes over there checking in on my Facebook page. What up, homie? I see Drew Terrell over there having a little fun. All right, and some people are looking, some people hit things. Because my personal Facebook page has a lot of people that fuck with me on another level. What I started doing with Facebook is, I used to do this, but now I go live on the K100 Radio actual page. But I also go live on the K100 Radio Facebook page and my page too at the same time. So some of the comments, I'm talking about people on Facebook, they're like, I'm on the live stream. I don't see that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, yo, you know what I'm saying? The reason why you don't see that, you feel me, is because, oh, shit. Hold on a second. The live stream on Instagram ended. Hold on, fam. Hold on. Why did live stream on Instagram end? Hold on a second. All right, let me count these fucking... Hold on, I got to start it over. But let me count these up real quick. I got to start the live stream on Instagram over. Instagram probably kicked me off because of the way I be going live and shit. They be fucking with me. Hold on a second. I hate Instagram. All right, let me count these up on Instagram because I still got the feedback over here, though. Hold on a second. All right, so Rail Fargo said ill. All right. Ty Miss English said ill. All right, I'm counting them even though it's not live because I can still see it on this screen over here. All right. Lolo, not so low, says ill. All right. NTRSA, the king something, says kill. All right. Zeres Greed, I don't know how to say that shit, says ill. All right. Let's see. Kenken863 says kill. All right. G Yancey going to ill himself, obviously. That's his record. You feel what I'm saying? Miss Jackson gave that record an ill. Dread ENT says ill. All right. Hold on a second. Let me go ahead and back up. Let me go back up here and restart the live stream, man. Instagram is with that bullshit. Anyway, that's why I tell all y'all to go to YouTube. YouTube is the best stream. Even Facebook contributes some time, but YouTube is always perfect. It always sounds the best. It never goes out. It's just, YouTube doesn't care about your live. Facebook, Meta, whatever the fuck you want to call them, they always got issues. If you start playing too much music, oh, they cut the live stream and all this. But YouTube don't give a shit. They just gonna hit you with the monetization. You know what I'm saying? Hey, bro. You know what I'm saying? These people say they say songs or whatever. If you get a check off of it, you need a little bit of that for them. That's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? So let me go back over here over to Instagram so we can get them pulled back up. Hold on a second. YouTube, I hate this one, bro. The Instagram joint be tripping. Hold on a second. I'm going to get that started back up. In the meantime, let me go over here and go ahead and start counting the feedback on... hold on a second. All right. Here we go. Hold on a second. All right. All right. So Instagram is coming back up. All right. Instagram is back up. Okay. So let me go over here now since I got that back up. Let me go ahead and read the feedback for the G Yancey record over on YouTube and Instagram. All right? All right. So let me turn the comments on for IG. All right. So on Facebook and Instagram now, we're going over here to this screen real quick. Hold on a second. The Instagram stream is back up, y'all. All right. So on Facebook, all right, Vision, what's going on, Viz? What's happening? She chimed in. She says ill for that record. Dean Manuscript, what's going on, homie? Representing Texas out there. He says ill also is for that joint. Prejean is also watching on Facebook. He says ill. William Igu also says ill for that record. On YouTube, Innovator 7 says kill. G Nice says kill. All right. Right now it's 11-4. You feel what I'm saying? 11-4. Midwest Mixtapes, Adam, what's going on? He says it was cool. He can't say ill, but not kill either. Come on, fam. You know we got, you know. Let me slide down. Maybe he said something. Terrell Gar says the beat is ill, but kill it. All right. Let me see. DJ Raver says kill. All right. Let me see. Let's see. All right. Listen, Midwest Mixtapes. My folks, Adam, you can't say ill. You can't say, like, oh, I don't know. Hold on, let me put my Instagram live back up. You can't say, fam, like, it's, I don't know what to do. Like, bro, you got to give me some feedback, fam. You got a platform. Like, you got to make a decision. What you think, fam? I need you to give me the ill or the kill. Allie Mack, what's going on? He says ill over there. All right, that's 12. All right. So Midwest Mixtapes, they're giving it a kill officially. All right, thank you, fam. We can't have it happen. We got to give them like the straight up truth. Straight up truth, fam. Oh, hey, you know what I'm saying? The whole point of this whole shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, to give them the real honest feedback, bro. You feel me? All right. So That's 12-7. All right, 12 ills, 7 kills. A couple of y'all didn't like it, but almost twice as many of y'all did like it. Somebody said something about the beat was hard, whatever. I agree with that with the production. I felt like personally it had a lot of energy. I was like listening to the record myself. I'm giving my own personal feedback. I'm like, okay, I could find something. I could do something with it. Like I could put it in a rotation. I could find somewhere where it fits. It wasn't one of those records where I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do with that. Alternatively, it wasn't like as soon as I heard it, I was just like, You know what I'm saying? I think the pre-jar record, as soon as it came on, everybody was like, that's a great record. You know what I'm saying? R&B, whatever, everybody was like, collectively, that's a great record. But this one, some people was like, I was kind of like, I'm fucking with it. I see where he's going, kind of sort of thing. More so where I wasn't with the last record, where as soon as it came on, that shit was like, yeah, I already know what's going to happen now. You know what I'm saying? But still, not a bad record. You know what I mean? So I understand some of the kills, but again, 12-7. That's the ill over this way. Let me bring the artist on the air. G Yancey, what's up, homie?
What it is, what's man? I appreciate that.
For sure, man. 667 in the building. Where you from, man? Where's 667 at? Where's that at?
I'm from Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore in the building.
Baltimore,
what's going on,
Maryland.
All right, man. So listen, man, you got the floor, man. You got to give out your social media, give out your shout-outs, shout-out to Baltimore, shout-out to people that's watching and supporting you. That Instagram live stream is back up, man. But anyway, go ahead and give everybody your love, man, and give out your information for people that did like the record, where they can find you, man. Go ahead.
Okay, this is your boy G. Yancey, man, representing Baltimore, Maryland, home of Y. I want to give out the shout-out to ATP Music Group. I want to get out the shout-out to everybody that was on my Instagram that had chimed in. You know, they had, you know, coming and supporting me. You know, and I want to give a shout-out to y'all, K100 Radio. You know what I mean? I appreciate y'all, man. My Instagram is GNC410.
All right, man. So,
I'm on all platforms.
Say that Instagram one more time for me, homie.
GNC410. All right. G-Y-A-N-C-Y 410.
All right. GNC. That's G-G-Y-A-N-C-Y. GNC. All right, hit them up, man. Again, if you're one of the people that actually liked the record and y'all was rocking with it, please hit them up. Give them a like. Give them a follow. Hey, maybe even give them a share if you're really fucking with it.
For
if
sure.
not, hey, connect with him. Maybe he got some more heat for you. All right, fam. Good stuff, man. Shout out to Baltimore. Stand by, all right?
All right, thank you. All right.
All right, bet. Hey, so let me pause for a second.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop right. and R&B.
I'm going to pause the show real quick, fam. You know what I'm saying? First of all, some of the artists that are supposed to be checking in are late. So I got time. You feel? That's first of all. We might not even have a really long show tonight because I'm not going to be sitting around waiting for artists to give them an opportunity. I'm not. I used to be like, trying to bullshit and then wait for them. And they jump on the live stream at 8:30. They call the switchboard at 8, blah, blah, blah. I clearly tell you what time we start. I clearly tell you to be on time. I'm just going to start. I used to be trying to stretch it out. You know what I'm saying? And trying to make the show last. Like, now I'm just like, I got a lot of other shit going on, so I'm just going to end the show. But anyway, but before, you know what I'm saying, we even get to that point, I got a person that was I was introduced to by someone, Miss Jackson. She's, if you watch our live stream on Instagram, or mostly Instagram, she mostly on Instagram, she's real supportive of the broadcast. You know what I'm saying? She's sent several artists over to Illa Kill. You know what I'm saying? We found some pretty dope stuff from her, some dope music. She's in the industry herself, amongst other things. But she told me about somebody that was around the way here in Atlanta that was doing a producer event. Now, you don't see a lot of producer events. You know what I mean? Like, there's always an opportunity for artists and stuff like that, but there's not a lot. There's some. This is Atlanta, so there's always some shit to get into. Make no mistake about it. If you're a producer or you're in the music industry, it's always something to get into in Atlanta. Literally every day of the week. That's what makes this place special. All right? There's something going on. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not you want to drive way over there, whether or not you fuck with that particular person, blah, 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 it's something to do all the time. That being said, it's not always every night something popping for the producers that's geared towards them. So, the homie Mousequake, I haven't really actually officially met him, but via Miss Jackson, he's throwing a producer event, right? And with this particular event, I always try to show love with anybody that's actually doing anything that's like a little bit different. You feel what I'm saying? Something that's a little bit not the same thing, you know what I mean, that we always see as far as open mics and showcases. I love beat battles. I love producer events. I love songwriter expos. I love stuff that exposes and helps people that are not necessarily always artists. I always try to just take my time out and put people up on game. So I'm going to bring Mousequake on the air, right? Mousequake, what's up, man?
What's up, Blizz? How you feeling, my brother?
What's going on, brother? Well, first of all, welcome to the show for the first time. I'm glad to have you on the air, all right?
I'm glad to be on, man. I appreciate you taking your time out to have me on your show.
Yeah. Now, the reason why I'm doing this in the middle of Illa Kill, this is not like a live interview or anything, but this is something that I feel like can help any independent artist who may be watching Illa Kill at this moment, because guess what artists always need? Beat. You niggas always need beats.
Yes.
You never really want to pay for them. You want to get it for free on YouTube. I'm going to put you on some game real quick and to an event that if you happen to be in Atlanta, you can go and meet some actual producers. Mousequake, I got your event loaded up on my screen so people can see it, fam. Tell us about this event, man.
Yes,
it goes
sir.
Down at Soul Asylum, very dope studio here in Atlanta, man. Tell me about the event, fam. Go ahead.
Well, the event is really to give producers in the local area some insight on how to make their music be commercially viable and compete with all the competition. You know, teaching a little thing about, you know, a learning environment, how the elements of a song work, arrangement, how to make them 808s kick hard in the paint, you know, proper leveling of all instrumentation, and then get some live studio applications while I'm there. Also, we're going to do a pass the aux segment where people can pass the aux around and play their songs and get live critiques.
So that's the, now on the pass the aux segment, is it people can play their songs or people can play their beats too? Or does it really matter?
It doesn't really matter. Whatever they decide to play, you just got to be prepared for some subjective criticism and some great stuff to give them, help them get over the hump.
Alright, so, well, you know, if we know anything about criticism, I think we know a thing or two about that over here. I'm pretty sure people that deal with K100 Radio know a thing or two about criticism, right? The homie Dean Manuscript said, Quake, he said, what's up? You know him over there? He's
hey,
watching
yes, sir.
Over.
I know Dean is the professor, the coach and the professor out in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Shout out to Tri-Coastal.
He's a good friend of mine.
All right. So, man, shout out. See how small this industry world be? Now, I ain't even know you knew Dean, and I just met you. But this, you see how small this this world really is. I want people to understand in the industry, if you're an artist and you're trying to come up and you're trying to come up in the game, one thing you need to understand is watch who the hell you be talking to. Watch what the hell you say, whatever, because you don't know who the fuck know who, especially in somewhere like Atlanta.
Atlanta's a pretty active place.
Exactly. So before we get ready to roll, man, I know that event goes down. I'm going to put it up on the screen one more time, fam. It's actually this Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. Now, I told you that I probably won't be able to attend because I actually got a marathon session scheduled. So,
okay.
You know, that's something that I got. I'm actually going to be in the lab myself this weekend, you know what I'm saying, which is, you know, not something I'm doing a lot these days. But happens to be that this weekend that you're having it, I am. But I hope you have another one. But I got the information on the screen right now. Saturday, March 25th, 5 to 7 p.m. All right. Soul Asylum Laboratory over there. 613 Buford Highway, South Sweet B, Atlanta, Georgia, 30340. What's your social media if they want to reach out to you so they can get more information or get plugged in, Mouse?
I'm at MFMOUSE. Q-U-A-K-E, so that'll be at MF Mousequake. And no, MF does not stand for what you think it does.
All right, we got it. All right, fam. I just wanted to make sure that you know you had a chance to put that out there. You feel what I'm saying? I always want to show love, you know, to the people that showed up to the broadcast. So salute to Miss Jackson, and I know she was your people, but
shout out to Miss Jackson, man. Yeah, Miss Jackson is the bomb, bro.
Absolutely. And this is more than that, because again, that's the type of event that artists need to go to. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of event where you can get your network on. That's the type of event where you can meet producers and other songwriters and other artists. I passed the aux where you could just come in and just, you know, Bluetooth. I don't know. Well, my phone even got an aux for it. What are you doing? Are y'all letting them connect to the Bluetooth? Because my phone, my phone doesn't have the thing no more.
We connect them straight to the system. I have the cabling to do that. And
okay.
Just so they know, I have a whole bunch of my famous friends coming. So if you look at my resume, you never know who's going to show up.
All right, man. Listen, man. I wish I could be there, man. You know, for real. But I know you're going to do it again. And, hey,
yes,
I hope I can come to the next one. All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you for letting me call in, brother. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Good stuff, man. I'll catch you out here on the grind.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B. All
right. Where's my background music? So yeah, man, I always try to I really do. I try my best to show love to the people who people like that right there, and who present opportunities that are a little bit, you know, different. Like, this is not to downplay anybody who does like showcases or open mic, you know, festivals or anything like that. But something like that right there, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of geared towards, you know, networking and producers and stuff like that. A situation where you can literally come in, because a lot of times when you go to networking events, it's like, okay, they got a DJ, they got everything set up, and you got to kind of like just get your way, work your way around the room and network or whatever. You definitely ain't gonna just come in there and like, yo, play my shit, like let everybody hear my music, like that. You know, those kind of events, those are worth sharing, those are worth putting people on, man. And I would like to see more of those kind of like pass the aux, come in, let's talk, let's network, but we also want to hear your music tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, right here, what you got? You feel me? I thought about even doing something like Illa Kill Live a longer time ago, but then other people started kind of basically biting that whole idea. I don't know why I even said I was going to do it out loud. Then somebody started doing it, so I was like, all right, just forget it. You know what I'm saying? But maybe one day. Anyway, yeah, if you're in Atlanta, man, go and check that out. And I always try to put people up on, you know, some dope shit. If I hear about some dope shit in Atlanta, or even beyond, I try to put them up on the game. All right, so we got another artist on the check-in, Winston J. The name of this record is called Number. All right, let's pull that up real quick. Let's see. Winston J. Yeah, got it. Number one, my bad. Number one. All right, Winston J's in the building. All right, so let's go ahead and check this one out. All right, again, K100 Radio. Remember, we do not charge artists for this Illa Kill segment. You feel what I'm saying? So the main thing that we want to make sure that you guys understand is this is all about the feedback. This is all their whole point of, besides trying to get into rotation on K1's radio. Again, if they get the ill, we put them in rotation. We always do it. Unless something goes horribly wrong, we add them to our rotation. All right? And it's a wide rotation, but we play the records. You know what I'm saying? There is no set time because it's a rotation, so it pulls the records based on bins. All right? There's a certain amount of songs from that particular bin plays, then that bin, then that bin, then that bin. That bin is R&B. That bin is major artist hip-hop. That bin is independent artist hip-hop. That bin is Illa Kill, and one bin is throwback hip-hop. All right? Those are our bins, and we kind of just blend it all in. So there's no guarantee, like, date and time that we play it, except maybe like Illa Kill, or if they get put on one of the mix shows for one of the DJs that rock out over here on K1's radio. Let's say you get with Will Money, or you get with Down and Dirty or something like that. You get with, you know what I'm saying, DJ Breeze Beats. Some people that got mix shows on K1's radio, then their mix show airs at a certain time every day of the week. I mean, a certain day, a certain time. So you know it's going to get played in that window. Other than that, the rotation is very vast and wide, but we play it. I know one way I tell artists all the time before I play this record, what you need to be doing is if you're sending music out to us, Tri-Coastal Radio, any independent radio station, pretty much all of us are not media-based, because media-based basically took over BDS. BDS is basically dead, so they absolved them, and they're not, you know, letting a lot of digital platforms in because they got a lot on their plate. But Digital Radio Tracker, DRT, pretty much rocks with almost all digital radio platforms. You'd be hard-pressed to not rock with them. Like, if you're not rocking with Digital Radio Tracker, if they're not tracking you, then you just didn't, you don't know about them. You're as a platform owner. But they're tracking us, and they're tracking pretty much almost all of the reputable digital platforms. So if you want to know how many times we played your song or how many times Trackos will play to anybody, we suggest that you definitely go over there and pull your DRT report. I don't work for them. I don't have a sponsorship with them. I'm not friends with them personally. I know them. This is just a good service. I know that it works. I know it's real. It really does track our spins. I've of course, pulled our own personal report. It shows what the fuck we played. It's accurate. All right, so I'm just telling you guys, you know, the service that I know that actually shows up for any kind of internet radio and digital radio platforms that can show up your spins, and you can check and see, you know, you can pull up data and see where you're being played and all that kind of stuff. All right, so it's called DRT, Digital Radio Tracker. You should Google it if you've never heard about it, especially if you're sending music out to platforms like K100 Radio and shit like that. All right, you know, yeah, Tricoastal said they are too. You know what I'm saying? Everybody used to be like, oh, are you BDS registered? I was, nigga, for years. Felt like at this point, probably was a waste of money. And now they're dead. So, yeah, I wasted a few grand on that. Whatever. I've also wasted a few grand on strippers. That's not the point. All right, next song.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Winston J is on deck. I wasted a lot of money on strippers. Being real myself. I'm glad I'm married now. Although my wife actually costs more than strippers, but it means more. She costs me more money than strippers. Being married to a wife that's halfway bougie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she actually costs me more money than strip club. But, wife. What do you want me to do? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I blew a lot of money on strippers back in my day. All right, Winston J. All right, the number is, name is joint is called Number One. Let's get into it. This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B. K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one. right. A little bit of vibe, a little bit of island vibes over there. I like it. I like when we have some different shit. I like when we have island vibes. I like when we have something that comes through like that that's different. Dance hall, reggaeton, whatever, man. Afro beats. I love when we have just that whole vibe come through on K100 Radio, man. So we be trying to drop that shit. And make no mistake about it, especially Afro beat. That shit is okay. Play with it. Just play with it. You think that ain't finna be... Hip-hop got to run for his money because that shit just has more of an international feel. And that shit is climbing quick. Def Jam didn't start a whole Def Jam in a whole nother continent for no reason. They know what's going on. They see what's happening. Hip-hop is still done data, but Afrobeat's on their ass. Real talk. All right. Winston J. All right. Let's see what people think about that one with Winston J real quick. Let me go over and pull up the Instagram live stream first. All right. Put my screen up. Okay. Let's see. All right. So on Instagram, Timbo Screw, what's going on? He says ill for that record. Miss Jackson also giving that record an ill also as well. Dread ENT says ill for that record also as well. All right. G Yancey's over there looking on Instagram too. He says ill also as well. So far, everybody that's watching over there on the Instagram live stream, they rocking with it. You know what I mean? Over on the, let's see here. Let's look at Facebook and in YouTube. Hold on a second. Oh, I see DJ Obens on the check-in. Shout out to DJ Obens. All right. What's going on, homie? That's his specialty. All right. So that's dance hall. He says ill for that one right there. He likes it over on Facebook. Sam Shaw over there checking it out on Facebook too as well. What's going on, homie? He says ill. Midwest Mixtapes. Adam says ill for that joint. Says he likes that. DJ Raver says ill. Says he wants the service pack for that one. I'm telling y'all, it's a vibe. I'm telling y'all, man, I've been doing that wave, man. If you don't have that kind of like that, if you don't have a song, if you're coming out with a project soon and you don't have at least one song that has that vibe on it, why? Even if it's not your style, like, okay, what you do is you go find an artist that's what they do and collaborate with them and then kind of blend your shit. If you're a single or a rapper or something, okay, of course you can't. You don't have that kind of flavor. Like, you don't, you know, that's not really your thing. But you can find a producer and maybe feature an artist or something and, you know, maybe get with a songwriter that can give you that vibe. I'm telling you, man, just one of those kind of records in your arsenal definitely should be something that you should be thinking about. You feel me? Tri-Coastal Radio D Manuscript says ill also as well for that joint. All right. DJ Obens is also asking for it on Instagram at @IamDJObens. Terrell Garth giving that joint an ill also as well. All right. G Nice on YouTube saying ill for that record. DJ Raven says he usually don't like songs under 2 minutes, but he says it's an exception for that one. What's going on, homie? Heath Austin says ill over on Facebook. DJ Obens definitely want this record. Sam Shaw too. Says he needs that too. Shaw Time at Gmail. He has the platform as well. You feel what I'm saying? So, a couple of people that have platforms that are rocking with K100 Radio. A lot of them, it seems like a lot of them over on Facebook tonight. I know DJ Raver's watching from YouTube. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, 12-0, man. Another one. Like, nobody gave that joint a kill. Nobody. That's, like, all ill. Yeah. All right, let me bring Winston J on the line real quick, man. The people are feeling that. I'm telling you, man, I be looking for those kind of records. I got a bin. Now, like I told you, my bins, I don't have enough to have like a full Afrobeat bin, but I got like a section of my bin where it's like they all together. So then it'll just go into a set. On K100 Radio, all of a sudden you just find yourself jamming the Afrobeat and dance hall for like an hour and a half. And then we'll go back. You know what I'm saying? And also, Toya V, who has a show on Saturdays, and DJ Obens, whenever the hell he decides he wants to do a mix for us, he's still always welcome. This is still home for him. He used to do a show every Saturday, but we haven't gotten a DJ Obens mix in months. I don't know what he's got going on, but it's probably important because I got shit going on myself. But DJ Obens always has a home. Whenever he decides to do his mix shows, get back into that game. He had that kind of vibe too. But Toya V on Saturdays on K100 Radio at 5 o'clock, that's basically all she plays. So, you know, if you see me promoting Toya V or whatever, get with her because that's her whole thing. That's all she plays. And she comes on Saturdays at 5 o'clock p.m. You know what I'm saying? So Saturdays, yeah, you can catch it all for a whole hour straight and it's different. And she has a pretty dope ear. You know what I'm saying? She's from the islands and stuff, and she plays that really dope shit I had never heard. You know what I mean? So she'll be having some, that should be dope, though. So if you see me promoting her, if you see her contact information, if you promote the show on K1's radio, and that's your kind of lane, make sure you get with her because that's what she do, fam. All right, Winston J. Winston J, what's up, homie?
What's going on? What's going on?
What's up, fam? So, like, basically, everybody liked that record. First of all, I want you to give out your shout-outs and give out your information, fam. Where you from, though, originally? Where that flavor come from?
Well, I'm from Jamaica, man. It's in Catching, Jamaica, but I'm in Atlanta, Georgia right now.
All right. So what would you classify your music? What actual genre do you feel like you fit? Is it reggae?
It's dancehall, reggae dancehall.
Reggae dancehall? All right. So I want to ask you this question real quick, though. I don't want to put you on the spot or nothing. But what do you feel about the whole vibe as far as, like, what people call Afrobeats or whatever, as it kind of, like, compared to, like, reggae and dancehall? Because there's a difference. But what do you feel about, you know, the difference in between the genres and where that particular sound is moving?
I mean, to be honest, man, I don't really think it's much difference. You know, it's African music. It's all about the drums and the melodies, and that's the same thing with the reggae music. You know, we are one in one, so we might have a different way we drop the drums and stuff, but it's the same thing to me. I rock on dancehall music. I rock on Afrobeat music. I make both.
Right, exactly. That's my whole thing, man. So I think just having something in that vein right now for any artist is just a good idea. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead and give out your shout outs, man. Give out your social media information because there's a lot of people who are over there on the Facebook page, you know, asking for that record, fam. So give it all out. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, you could tap in with me, man. My name is Winston J. I am Winston J on all platforms spelled out. I am Winston J on Instagram. You know, it's Winston J on Facebook. If you're looking for me on Facebook, I don't really do Facebook that much, but it's I am Winston J on all platforms.
All right, I am Winston J. How long you been in Atlanta?
I've been in Atlanta for since 2013, so damn near 10 years, man.
All right, man. Well, the grind is real, man. So you know, we back at it, fam. You know what I'm saying? I see you out here on the grind, of course, in Atlanta, man. But keep doing your thing, feel me? And, you know, maybe some of these, you know, people that are, you know, trying to reach out as far as like DJs and people with other platforms, hopefully you can get with them. I know Sam Shaw, DJ Ovens, DJ Ravers asking for that joint. You know what I'm saying? Midwest Mixtape is over there watching on Facebook too as well.
Oh, I'm better.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, you know, they're all over there watching and fucking with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So listen, man, we got
what
you.
I'm
going
to do with everybody that reached out on social media. I'm tapped into all the platforms you're on right now, so I'm going to try and reach out with as much people as I can.
All right. Do that, man, because that's the whole point of me doing this shit. I ain't doing this just for us. I'm doing this for the culture. Like, this is for everybody to find new dope shit. You know what I'm saying? So do that. All right.
Definitely. I appreciate you, man. And, you know, K100, tap in.
For sure, homie. Keep it grinding.
You are
right.
Tuned to the
K100
Radio.
I want to reiterate. We're only going to do an hour tonight. But I just want to reiterate, man, like, back my music back up. You know what I'm saying? I just want to reiterate that, you know, I really, 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 really like when the other platforms tune in because some platforms try to, like, hoard good music. And I never understood it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never understood, like, why they want to hoard the dope shit. You feel me? Because you're not doing your actual job as an independent platform, as a platform that show love to independent artists if you're hoarding all of the dope shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I love it when people that have other platforms tune into K1's radio and they ask me to connect with artists and then they start playing it because then I felt like we did something. Like, I can play shit on K100 Radio. We got a lot of listeners as far as our broadcasts go and all that shit. Like, I know our numbers. I don't have to fucking argue with people or prove anything to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what's up. But, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I also feel like, okay, there's also other platforms, and if I'm doing something for independent artists, I know I can't do wild numbers like FM, you know, commercial FM radio and stuff like that. So the whole point that I be trying to get across to people is when I'm doing it, if I can get another platform to hear that song and then play it, then I really actually had more impact. It's easy to get people to find out about my platform and then play it, but if other platforms are actually watching K100 Radio and then Midwest Mixtapes play it, and then Tri-Coastal play it, and then DJ Ray plays it in the club, service it to Nerve DJs, you know what I mean? Like Sam Shaw, like, listen, all these other people start playing it, not just fans or consumers, but other platforms, then I actually made an impact. You know what I'm saying? Because my listeners are going to equal to however many ears listening, and then theirs. So then, okay, now we're talking about, are we breaking records? Like, now we're talking, it's just like a coalition of DJs or something. A lot of people like have problems with coalitions or whatever. But, like, if you have a coalition, we know some of them have issues, not a discussion tonight. But if you do have a coalition of DJs, all right, and some people are like one DJ services the whole coalition and all of them start playing, that's the power in the numbers. That's the point of a Nerve DJ or a coalition DJ or a core DJ, you know what I'm saying? Or, a fleet DJ. Like, the whole point is of the coalition is, okay, if I'm me and I find some dope shit, I'm supposed to be able to service it to the coalition. And everybody says, yeah, this is dope. We're going to play it in Chicago. I DJ in Florida. I DJ in New York. I DJ in blah, 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 blah. Right? That's essentially what I be trying to do when I be trying to, you know, have the other platforms come on. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much how it works. All right. We get ready to wrap this up.
You are tuned to K100 Radio.
I don't know what's going on with the IG, bro. Like, the IG, you know what I'm saying? The IG is on some wacky shit today. So, and I don't even have time to worry about it right now, honestly, if I'm being real. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, like, I keep telling people, stop fucking with IG when it comes to our shows. Like, subscribe to our YouTube channel. YouTube is better. It shows better. It sounds better. It's never no technical. I keep telling people the same shit, even the people that be on Facebook. But y'all going to jump on how y'all going to jump on, and I appreciate all the love and support. But YouTube is the best way to watch Illa Kill, the best way to watch our live streams, the best way to watch when we cover live events, the best way to watch our direct line interviews when we're live. It's YouTube. Subscribe to the K100 Radio YouTube channel. Hit that notification button. All right? So you can sit back and you don't have to worry about shit chopping up. YouTube almost never fucks up. Facebook and Instagram, Meta, always some bullshit. So, just want to get you guys to go fucking subscribe to the YouTube channel, and I really would appreciate it, honestly, because I need the YouTube channel to pop. I honestly don't give a shit about live streams on Instagram or Facebook. I care about the live stream numbers on YouTube. So please, again, subscribe to our YouTube channel, turn the notifications on, and please come over there and enjoy Illa Kill on that platform. All right? I'd love to one day not even have to worry about going live on IG. I really just don't care at this point. But I do it because I know some of y'all are fucking stubborn. You just won't fucking leave. Anyway, K100 Radio.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
All right. I'm out, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. We're going to get back into the music, man. Again, shout-out to the guy, Miles Quake. Make sure if you're in Atlanta, go and check this event out. I think it's going to be dope. I wish I could be there, but I got some work to put in. So, yeah, that's that. What do y'all want to hear? You know what? We're going to hear that. I'm going to play that Prejean. I'm going to play the Prejean joint again. We're going to end the show with that Prejean joint. You feel what I'm saying? And that's how we're going to end the show because he got all ills. We're going to run that one back. All right, K100 Radio. I'm out, fam. See y'all later.
Playing the hottest hip-hop and R&B in the nation. K100 Radio. Listen to us on the TuneIn app 24/7 on the go.
You know, I've been thinking, right?
Oh, yeah? About what?
You don't need nobody else.
What does that mean?
Guess what I'm trying to say is...
Just say it.
I'm all you need.
I'm all you need.
I'm all you need.
We can take a trip just to get
away. Cruise along the coast on a sunny day. No matter where we go, ain't no better place than here with me. I need you here with me.
They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
Living life on the edge, love, so please don't push me. We in the pussy, good weed and pussy. Living life on the edge, love, so please don't push me. Green light, nigga, stack that green up. Trap house bumping, we had to rock them kids up. Weed and pussy, bitch, a nigga don't need much. No mask back then, I just pray they ain't seen us. Cocaine cowboy, smoking out that pound boy. Her cop stylist, I'm peeking out my blind boy. Trey first flow, never switch up size, boy. Light that smoke, and watch I glide like Clyde, boy. Ducked off, fell back on the block on fire, boy. Moving with caution, they told us trap till you die, boy. Weed and pussy, good weed and pussy. Living life on the edge, love, so please don't push me. A dope boy, could have been a mascot. Traded the trap phone for a laptop. Hood rich for speaking for the half-notch. Bet if the price right, you make that ass drop. Weed and pussy, good weed and pussy. Living life on the edge, love, so please don't push me. Weed and pussy, good weed and pussy. Living life on the edge, love, so please don't push me.
Slow money better than no money.
Right.
Hey, Blocker, what that do, my G?
Hey, you already know what it is, Ross.
Believe
that.
Hot.
The bag,
Ross,
man.
Ain't got no bag.